Hello, and welcome to episode 16, I believe. And today's episode is going to be a hard one for me. We're talking about fats, dietary fats, and what they are, how they're classified, why they are required. Why they get a bad reputation, the sources of fats, so where you get them from. And I'm going to do my best to one, not confuse myself, and two, not confuse anybody else. It's a difficult one because there is so many variations. So many classifications of different fats and different things. And the honest short answer is you need a variety of all. It's probably the long and short answer. However, there's a few things we sort of need to be aware of when we're in them. It used to be believed, if you like, that fats were the bad, and eating fats would make you fat, essentially overweight. However, that's now seems to have been overtaken by carbs, if you like, but we covered that in the last episode about why you need carbs, and it all floats back around to having a balanced diet and why you need a bit of everything, really. So let's start at the beginning. Fats differ from protein and carbs from the offset because they have 9 calories per 1 gram. Okay, so if you have, say, for example, 10 grams of fat, that's 90 calories. If you have 10 grams of carbs or protein, that is only 40. So that is the big difference so far. So a good way of looking at that is foods with, not with fats, but fats that are contained as a food, the volume or the size of the food on the plate is going to be a lot smaller but higher in calories. So the size may be smaller, but the calories may be more. A good way of sort of looking at that is if you like the nuts, so nuts being a good source of fat, and we all sort of know that now. A quarter of a cup of nuts, that's a small handful. Comes in at around somewhere around 160, 170 calories, just for a small handful. And now we know that eating nuts is good for us, and we'll come on to that later on as to why we need fats. But then that's just something you need, particularly if you're looking at a fat loss goal, is why, yes, you need sources of fats in there, but just be aware of the calories. So don't absolutely hammer them. But you do need to have them in your diet. Now, another thing we need to cover before we get into it is dietary fats, or as they are known, some of you may have heard, lipids, are not the same as body fat. So body fat is known as adipose tissue. So you've got lipids, adipose tissue, if you like. Dietary fat is not the same as body fat. So try and get rid of the idea that any fat you eat goes to body fat because it does not. It doesn't. Now, why is fat important? Fat has three roles, essentially. Most importantly, it provides structure to cell membranes, so the outer bit of the cell. You think of the amount of cells in your body? A lot. Fats play a big part in the structure of these. Cells go wrong, everything goes wrong. So, point number one, that is why they're important. Rule number two is the scientific way of putting it is fats are a raw material for conversion to other substances. Now, breaking that down basically means fats are important for lots of different roles in the body, lots of different sort of communications, signaling, and just general body function, body working, if you like. A quick one, I need to stop saying for a start. You have fat soluble vitamins. So vitamin A, D, E, and K are all fat soluble. So in order to get the best of those vitamins, they need to have the fats in order to be converted and used. So essentially, you could have all the vitamin A, D, E, and K you like, K, E and K you like, but if you completely relinquish fat from your diet, you are not going to be able to use them. I won't go into what they are. Things like, like sight, digestion, all that sort of thing are what those vitamins are good for. And that's why they're important. So it's important that you have the right fats in there as well to make use of them. And then finally, your fats are used as a fuel source beyond sort of past carbs. So that is also a secondary fuel source, if you like. So those are the three roles of fats. Hopefully that then has given you a little bit going, actually, probably quite important I eat these. And going back to the original point is yes, eat them and consume them in your diet, but remember the calorie content of them. Now, this is where we're going to get into the confusing part of fats. How long have we been going for? Because I don't want to keep it too long, really. Fats are categorized by three different means, if you like. The length of the chain of the fatty acids. So you have short, medium, and long. And then they are characterized by the degree of saturation. So you have saturated fats and unsaturated fats, polyunsaturated, monounsaturated. And then finally, they are characterized again into either omega-3 or omega-6. And that, I'm just going to cover, it comes from the location of the double bonds in their structure between carbon and hydrogen. And that's what I'm going to cover on that. Without confusing too many people. So you have size of the chain, saturated, unsaturated, sort of degree of saturation, omega-3, omega-6. Now, generally, saturated fats are solid at room temperature. Okay? Solid at room temperature is a very easy way of doing it. So if you think things like, you know, that's coming from dairy fats, animal fats, and stuff like that. They're going to be solid at room temperature. Oils and bits and pieces are liquid form. And they're generally going to be unsaturated. It's a nice, sort of simple way of putting it. Now, you need a bit of both. Both contribute to unsaturated. Saturated fats had a bad thing saying that that was the be all and end all of high cholesterol, and it is and it isn't. Unsaturated fats and saturated work not opposite each other, but they control the low density lipids and high density lipids in the bloodstream, which carry cholesterol. And having high cholesterol, low cholesterol is, the contributor to heart disease and that sort of thing. Now, the sources of fats then, we'll cover this now. Fats can come from from things like oils, avocados, nuts, animal fats, dairy fats, so in yogurts and bits and pieces. So they're twice now, like bits and pieces. Coconut oil, all the different oils, palm oil, all that sort of thing. And it is important to get a good mix of all of these. Finally, what I would go on to is bad fats, if you like. Now, most would have heard of trans fats, and trans fats come from basically food manufacturers hydrogenating fats, basically in order to increase shelf life. And the byproduct of that is trans fats. So in things like ready meals and that kind of stuff is where that sort of comes from. And that is the big contributor to heart disease, high cholesterol, and all the things associated along with sort of a bad diet, if you like. Now, I'm going to track back a little bit to saturated fats. Saturated fats were used to be given a bad rep, mainly because science hadn't caught up, if you like, or we hadn't learned enough about the cholesterol. Now, cholesterol is comes in two bits, if you put it in it simply, it's got two bits through the blood. HDLs, so high density lipids, generally were seen as the good ones and still are. And low density lipid cholesterol was seen as the bad one. However, science is now going, sort of catching up, if you like, and we've been able to research. I'd say we, I haven't, although I did do science, sports science at university. I certainly am not the leader in research into LDLs by any means. But they can now be split into small, dense LDLs and larger dense LDLs. So the smaller dense LDLs are the ones now that are of concern, as these are the ones that are able to pass through. So once digested, that are able to pass through artery walls. And obviously, once that's through artery walls, is when you're then getting build up. So that hopefully sort of clears up a little tiny bit. So saturated fats also contribute and raise the good cholesterol of HDL, and they work almost opposite each other. You've either got low density sort of a portion of LDLs or high LDLs in your bloodstream, either or. And they work sort of like a seesaw, if you like, balancing beam. The more HDL you've got, the better cholesterol you have in your body. The more LDL, in short, the more low, smaller density lipid you're going to have, and then the more likelihood of then transferring that cholesterol through artery walls, which is not what we want. Now, I'm gonna hold it there. A rabbit hole, probably longer than I wanted. Hopefully that gives you a little bit more. So if I was to summarize it real quick, fats, 9 calories per gram, so more than carbs and proteins. So just be aware of that bit. Also be aware, you must, I'm not gonna say you must eat them. It is a very good idea to eat them because of the benefits that they bring. The benefits that fat brings to the body in terms of structure to the cells, a secondary fuel source. They help with, I'm just gonna run off things that they help with metabolism, inflammation, immune system, sight, contributes to sexual function, contributes to good hair, bones, eyes, I've said, skin. They are also the carrier of the four vitamins A, D, E, and K, which are fat soluble vitamins. So, in order to get the use of them, you need fats in there as well. But again, be aware of adding. Add them in, but make sure you sort of account for them in your calorie intakes, because they are high in calories, but they are a requirement. Right. Hopefully that's helped, and hopefully the last three episodes have helped. So we've covered protein, carbs, and fats, and I know I've covered them before as a one-er. But now, hopefully, I've been able to go into a little bit more detail of each of the three and demonstrate as to why each and every one of them is important in your diet and why having a good balance of them is good and how the timing of having them can affect greatly your overall outcomes. So, once again, thank you for listening. Next episode. Don't know at the minute. If you've got a topic you want to talk about, fire it over. There are a couple of people that we will be bringing on to the podcast over the next sort of couple of months. One of them being from overseas, because she has asked and she wants to talk about her journey in health and fitness, which will be very, very interesting. But I'll hold it there. I'll leave it there. Once again, thank you for listening. And I will speak to you again next week.